This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November presidential elections. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after heated debate. U.S. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over our mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says he will veto the bill if it does pass the GOP-led Senate. More than two dozen Republicans broke with the president and backed that legislation. Two tropical storms advanced across the Caribbean on Saturday night as potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast, one dumping rain on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, while the other was pushing through the gap between Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. Storms Laura and Marco were both projected to approach Louisiana at or close to hurricane force just 2 days apart next week. Hurricane watch was issued for the New Orleans metro area, which was pummeled by Hurricane Katrina in August of 2005. Two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, according to records going back to at least 1900. And that is according to Colorado State University hurricane researcher Phil Klotzbach. He added that the last time two storms made landfall in the United States within 24 hours of each other was in 1933. The world hit another COVID-19 milestone, surpassing 800,000 deaths, with the United States and Brazil's combined total being well over a third. There are more than 23.1 million infections globally, with the United States, Brazil, and India together making up more than half of that. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China on Sunday reported 12 new confirmed coronavirus cases and no additional deaths. The National Health Commission said 422 patients were being treated, including 16 in critical condition. South Korea has added 397 new coronavirus cases, counting its 10th straight day of triple-digit increases as a speed of viral spread near the levels of the country what it saw during the worst of its outbreak in the spring. South Dakota health officials are warning that a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally have come down with the coronavirus. This includes some who came from out of state. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The motorcycle rally brought hundreds of thousands to Sturgis and ended last weekend. The coronavirus testing on residents began right after. Gage Connolly told Black Hills Fox News it puts a lot of people's minds at ease.
Especially since a lot of people are angry that they let the rally happen. I feel like this was like a step towards the right direction.
But Harvey Matt says he doesn't agree everyone needs to get tested.
I don't think it's necessary for everybody.
City manager Daniel Ainsley says they're being proactive.
A lot of it will mean continued testing and more testing to try to identify those people, and really encouraging employers as well to really ensure that they're continuing a lot of the health care screening.
South Dakota health officials reported Thursday 125 new cases in the state and two new deaths. I'm Julie Walker.
And the UN Human Rights Office is calling on Belarus authorities to immediately release all the people unlawfully arrested during anti-government protests, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago in the wake of allegedly fraudulent presidential elections. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Most of the several thousand people detained reportedly have been released. However, UN human rights monitors report more than 100 people remain in jail. They express particular concern about the cases of some 60 people accused of criminal acts, charges that could carry heavy prison sentences. UN human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says her agency is particularly worried about the fate of at least eight people whose whereabouts are unknown. She says information has been hard to get because of the practice of mass detentions. Nevertheless, she says Belarus has a duty to make sure comprehensive, accurate records are kept. She says family members and legal counsel must be informed about where all individuals are being held. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Republicans will aim to recast the story of Donald Trump's presidency when they hold their national convention next week, featuring speakers drawn from everyday life as well as cable news and White House, but drawing a stark contrast with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.